Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Ekev, Tashin Pei Aleph. We learn Shabbat Nishma, Shachar Parav, Asa Moshe. And all those in Klai, Yisrael, Be'ez, Hashem, we need a Furu Shlema. Pasuk, the beginning, first idea comes as an Avodah, Yisrael, Kujas, or Magid. V'haya Ekev, Tishmon, Eez, Mashpatim, Ha'ila, U'shmartim, Atzitim, Osam. Pasuk Pshat, you have to learn, you have to be able to listen and do the mitzvahs, and to be able to guard them and do them. But says Avodah, Yisrael, such a beautiful idea. He says at the end of the day, it's not just good enough to do them, but what's your reaction after you do them? You're going to be on fire for Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you have to make sure to vahaya ekev. Make sure you're going to do the mitzvahs. You're going to be a tamei chacham. You're going to do mitzvahs, but you're still ekev. You're still at the end of the day. You're still you're keeping it simple. Like the Gemara says, Rabbi Leibowitz says all the time by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says kavachomer by human beings. But makom galusa shamtei an vasanusa. In the place of his greatness, that's where you can see his humility. Says the Kushas are Magid, who shmartim asisim asim, you're to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos. Make sure you stay ekev, make sure you stay humble, make sure you know that it's not koichi ve'ez v'otzim yodi, it's all about you. That's Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter says this all the time, and Rashi says it too. Rashi says sometimes, I don't know. Rav Shechter sometimes, we've been in Q&A, Rav Shechter says, I don't know. The greatest of the great can say, I don't know. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. We can't make sure, we can't get ahead of ourselves because we know a certain, a few blad of Gemara by heart. Might be firmer than other people, whatever, quote unquote, whatever that means. But at the end of the day, says the Kushas Tamagi, such a important yisod. And when we're doing, specifically in our Avodas Hashem, and we're succeeding, and we're learning, and we're striving, and we're growing, make sure to stay ekev, make sure to stay humble. Beautiful idea from the Kushas Tamagi. And the Gemara, I believe it's in Tainus or Megillah. I think Megillah. And then, no, Tainus. And then Rav Shechter. Moving on to idea number two. Second idea, staying with the same pasuk. V'haya ekev tishmeun, as Rashi says, was ekev tishmeun. In a mitzvah hakala she'adam dash be'ekev tishmun. The mitzvahs that people run over. So one of the shom actually talked about tefillin and tzitzis here. I remember Rabbi Alan Schwartz in Misora said to make sure dash be'ekev. People think, oh, like whatever, it's a little mitzvah. No. He says, like, I think one of the rishonim, not one of the early rishonim, like your tzitzis and your tefillin that people drag on the floor literally to be able to make sure whether your tzitzis and tefillin. But this is the idea from the Minchas Lozer, the Munkach Rebbe. He says dash be'ekev. He says specifically be'ekev of ekev refers to ikvus and mishicha. When you're in an ikvus of the Meshicha, at the end of the day, don't think that you're going to think, oh, this is the mitzvah that's going to bring the gula. That's going to be the bring mitzvah. No, every mitzvah. Remezu leikvus of the Meshicha, be'ekavav. She'ish Yisrael chayv yozar b'shmiras ha-mitzvahs, afilo ha-mitzvahs ha-kala sh'adam dosh be'ekav. Person's got to be careful. Even the mitzvahs that people that run over with their feet, she'kin ein lanu efshar sadas ezumein tocha lekarvus ha-gula. We have no idea. We have no idea which mitzvah is going to push everything over the top. Mamash to bring the gula. So that's such an important idea from the Michal Zalazar, because this is something that the Ish Kodesh writes about Chachovas HaTamidim, when he's talking about every single mitzvah you do. It can't just be a mitzvah, okay, chitulin check, davening check, learning check. It's got to be in your the Lashon is b'kirbecha, that b'tipos, that the tipos of the mitzvahs, the drops of the mitzvahs have to affect us. They have to make sure that they have to purify us. Like the Nefesh HaChaim writes, the opening mission in Pirkei Avos in the 666 parak, it says that the Torah is m'charto. The Torah kashers a person up. So it's like you kasher your kitchen for Pesach. The Torah is supposed to kasher our neshamas. And every single mitzvah, says the Pizatzner, is mamish, he kashers our neshamas. But I felt that in the Minchas HaLozer, when Dakhla, when Ikvah said to Mashiach, Dosh Be'ekav, don't think that at the end of the day, this mitzvah is going to bring the gula. No. Every mitzvah is going to bring the gula. Don't think that the smaller or the bigger ones or whatever it is, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have, we don't know anything, only in the Rabbon Hashem knows. But every single mitzvah is supposed to bring the gula. And every single mitzvah, we connect with our own chiyas. In our own connection to the Bonshom, Lady Bill Hadiv Menchas Olazar, and Eish Kodesh and Chavas Hatamiv. Moving on to idea number three. Okay, idea number three comes to the Tefer Shlomo, the Radam, the Rebbe, the Radamsk Rebbe. Opening pasuk to Perkhas. Call a mitzvah that Shanochi Mitzavcha Yom Tishmun Lasos, all the mitzvahs I give to you, you should do. Man Tichyon, Revisim Vasim Vashir Temes Haaretz, Shanishba Hashem Avasechem. In order for you to be able to come to the land that I swore to your grandfathers. What's this Lashon Laman Tichyu? Says the Tefer Shlomo. Man Tichyu. It's not just going to be able to do mitzvahs. It's got to be our chiyas. It's got to be our energy. Aleichem lishmar v'lasos ha-mitzvahs mitoch ha-kara v'har-gosha she-kiyumu hu atzmo mekor chayim la-odom. Kol ha-mitzvah shonach mitzvah chayim tishmar v'lasos l'man tichyum. It's not just good enough to do mitzvahs. It's got to be our chiyas. It's got to be our energy. It's got to be our life. It's got to be our DNA. Like Rav Shechter says from the Kuzari. The Kuzari says that everyone is created with a tzel malukim. He said Rav Shechter gives a mashal. Sometimes you see like these little girls. They dress up to be mommy, so they put a shetel on, they'll put this, they'll do that. Or a little kid, a little boy, will put up a doctor suit. But when it comes to the neshama, every single neshama is mamash on fire. One of the cool guys told me, one of the often guys said they don't believe in God. The kid that says they don't believe in God, those are the kids who mamash believe in God. They just, they're expressing it, and they need time to be able to express their feelings. But the kids that are parve about it, those are the guys you have to worry about. The kids are saying they don't believe. Every single one has that neshama, but for us to understand, it's our chias. Just like our bodies have to eat, so too our neshamas have to eat. It's very shamal saying, l'man tichyu. Doesn't just mean you shall live physically, but it's got to be our chias, that davening and learning and chesed, and our avodas Hashem, it's got to be our chias. It's got to be our mamash, our energy, our passion, our lifeline. I thought that was a beautiful idea from Rav Shechter to add in to Tefer Shlomo. Moving on to Din number four. Din number four comes to us from the Chida. We haven't quoted the Chida in a long time. Herches pasuk beis given l'man anoscha l'nasoscha l'das es hashem avavcha v'ayancha v'arivecha v'yocha saman. Right. So Moshe Rabbeinu is basically going over at the end of the day that we remember the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu tested us with the man in order for us to be able to be able to know him in our hearts and to keep his mitzvahs. And we were stricken and we were hungry, but we ate the man. At the end of the day, we ate the man and we couldn't survive by ourselves without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chida. The Medrash says on this pasuk, very interesting thing. What does the Medrash say on this pasuk? Mikan shemaliki neos b'shabbos. We learn from here that a person should be able to light candles for Shabbos. Says the Chida, what is this medrash of what is the inyan of the man has anything to do with Neir Shabbos? What's the deal? So he says an incredible idea. He says, we know when we were complaining Parshas Baloscha, right? We were saying we didn't like the man. The man's not satisfying us. It's not doing it for us. So the Chida says, what does Gemara say that a person who's blind can't be fully satiated? Why? Because part of eating and enjoying your food is seeing your food. So at the end of the day, what's the whole eating of Neir Shabbos? Neir Shabbos is supposed to bring Oneg Shabbos. Neir Shabbos, the reason why you have to put the candles by the Suda is because it's supposed to enjoy seeing the or by the Suda of Shabbos. Because the Klai Yisrael the Midbar, they weren't able to see their food. At the end of the day, they weren't able to be able to fully appreciate their food. So when it comes to the Chida, when it comes to the specifically by the man, it brings this down. By the month, right? So what does this mentorship have to do with Neir Shabbos have to do with the month? Davka has to do with everything. Because at the end of the day, they weren't able to see. The month was just something that you tasted like. Whatever you thought it, that's what it tasted like. Yishalavi Raish, my league in Neir Shabbos, Kidish Shachilo, Loti, Begeter, Inui, Ela, Oneg Shabbos. At the end of the day, they're eating on Shabbos, gotta be for Oneg Shabbos, not just for eating, but at the end of the day, for us to realize that the month wasn't just Stam a month. But it's for us to be able to enjoy it, and part of enjoying the food is seeing your food. So this reminded me of Rav Shechter writes in his Rav Shechter on the Moadim. He writes a beautiful essay from the Beis Halevi. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos in the 30th parak, the opening halacha, there's four mitzvahs of Shabbos. You have the mitzvah of Zachar and Shamar, those on the Torah, and then you have Kibbud and Oneg. So the Gra says, Kibbud and Oneg. Kibbud is before Shabbos. Oneg is on Shabbos. Whatever you prepare for Shabbos, that's Kibbud, the covet Shabbos. But Oneg Shabbos is something that you're enjoying on Shabbos itself. So it's important that when I read the Kavod Shabbos, those are the things that you prepare for before Shabbos. And Oneg Shabbos is something you're doing on Shabbos. So I thought, when I saw that Oneg, and I saw that the Chida was talking about Oneg Shabbos, specifically about the Mon, I thought that would be a nice idea from the Beis Halevi, from the Gra, to be able to add in. Very important. You saw it when we're preparing for Shabbos, to say the Kavod Shabbos. And on Shabbos itself, when you're enjoying Shabbos, you're supposed to have in mind, Oneg Shabbos. Bezus Hashem. Beautiful idea from the Chida, and Rav Shechter calling from the Beis Halevi and the Gra. For the final idea comes from the Rebbe Rabbonim of Simcha Bonim of Pshischa Tezvav. Va'efen ve'erim in ahar ve'ahar bor ba'ish v'shnei luchas ha'riz ha'shtei yodar. Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the time that he saw Klai Yisrael by the eagle Zav and he threw them down. But what says the Rabbonim, what's this lashon of va'efen? And he turned. It says va'efen, this is a beautiful idea. Moshe Rabbeinu panav, va'efen, what did he turn? Ba'hamidu panim shel eschaskus. He changed his face, that even though he was going to break the luchos, he changed his face to be a smile. He didn't want Klai Yisrael to start giving up hope. And even though Moshe was going to throw the luchos, and maybe we could say that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says the last Rashi on the Torah. Yashar Kochacha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't just saying, good job breaking the luchos. Maybe he's saying, good job, even when at a time when Klai Yisrael needed to have the luchos broken. But at the end of the day, you change your face. Va'efen, he turned his face to be able to not be in an atzvas and a sad. Make sure Klai Yisrael did to give up. But the Kutzkrut says a beautiful idea. We know the machlokas between Rava and Abaye, but yesh shalom idas. Passing like Abaye, but says the Kutzkrut, yesh is shalom idas. Yesh is not shalom idas. It's not part of our repertoire. It can't be part of who we are. Even when things look bad, even when things look hard and difficult, Yes, the Shalom Midas. Rabbi Nachman, Ein Shem Yesh Be'Olam Klal. At the end of the day, it's not just a song. It's a mission. It's something that we have to live with. That even when things look bad and things look rough, Ein Shem Yesh Be'Olam Klal. That's Ve'Eifen. And Moshe Rabbeinu turned his face in order to Klal Yisrael. Even though he was going to break the luchos, he still, his demeanor on his face didn't say that. Atzvus, Etavka said the opposite. It was his chaskus of encouragement. He'd be able to move on. Beautiful idea for the Rabbi Bonim Kotzker. Rabbi Nachman to review these five ideas. Okay, we start off the first idea from the Avodas Yisrael by Ekev Tishmon. He says at the end of the day, you shmart ma'asisa, but you make sure to stay Ekev. Make sure to stay humble. Like the Gemara says, unsure, not clear if it's Gemara, Megillah, or Antinus. But Malkam Galusa Shamtahan of Anzanuso. In the place of a person's greatness, that's where he finds his humility. Or if Rashi could say he doesn't know, and if Shechter could say he doesn't know. So at the end of the day, even when we're doing our Avodas Hashem, they make sure to stay humble. Second, in the Minchas Olazar, on the same Rashi, Dosh Be'ekev Tishmon, specifically on those mitzvahs that people are on Dosh Be'ekev. So before you get to Minchas Olazar, we saw the Rishonim that said, no, the tefillin and tzitzis, be able to make sure the people drag on the floor, be careful with those tzitzis. But says the Minchas Olazar, the Dosh Be'ekev, the things that at the end of the Be'ekev is at the Meshicha, you're not sure which mitzvah it's going to be. So there should be no kalos or no chamurus. A mitzvah is a mitzvah to make sure you're not sure which is going to be Mekar of the Gula. So every mitzvah should be in your mind like it's going to be the cherry on top. It's going to bring the Beis HaMikdash. And that's Chuvas HaDamidim. Every mitzvah, Shemamish be Kirbecha. It's got to be dripping to your Neshama. It's got to be Mamish. It's got to be Archias, which goes on to the third idea. The third idea from the Tver Shlomo Chasal Man Tetichyun. Right? The beginning of the parak Shlomo says, Man Tetichyun can't just be something that we just do. It's got to be our chiyus. It's got to be our energy. It's got to be our oxygen. Like Rav Schechter says from the Kuzari, every Jew has a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Baal Tani says, chelik ha'kamim ma'amamesh. We part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of us. Mashal of the girl dressing up and the boy dressing up. We don't have to dress up. Every single one of us has an neshama. We have. It's our chiyus. Just like we have to. Rav Tzadok tells us. Just like you have to physically, spiritually. As well. The Chidah says on the Medrash. What does that have to do with Ner Shabbos? Because at the end of the day, by Ner Shabbos, the whole idea of Ner Shabbos is to bring order to the Suda. So at the end, Chazal say that someone who's blind can't be fully satiated because he can't see the food. Part of seeing the food is part of enjoying the food is seeing the food. And that's why the Medrash says, the Chidah says, that over here on the Pasuk, the Ches Beis Gimel, by the Mon, at the end of the day, this is where we learn Ne'er Shabbos, because part of enjoying the Oynik Shabbos is seeing the Oynik Shabbos. And that's what we quote from Rav Schechter, from the Grof, from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi writes from the Rambam, the 30th chapter of Chol Shabbos, with four mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs, Zachar V'Shamar, and then you have Kibud and Oynik. Says the Grof, Kibud is before Shabbos, Oynik is on Shabbos. And the fifth and final idea, so we said the Rebbe Rabbonim, what's his lashon of Va'efen Va'er, that he turned and then he came down the har, because he changed his face, his demeanor. He wanted to make sure the Klai Yisrael didn't give up Yeish, even when in time when he's going to strike down the Luchos, make sure that at the end of the day, we never give up Yeish. And even after Konstan and Meron, and even after COVID looks like it's coming back, Ein Shem Yeish Be'Olam Klal, says the Kutzker. Yeish is Shalom Midas, it can't be part of our knowledge. Rabbi Nachman says, Ein Shem Yeish Be'Olam Klal, Shmizoch Be'ez Hashem, as we go in our Avodas Hashem, that we make sure to stay humble, we make sure to stay on Nivas, that mitzvahs, every single mitzvah, we realize that every single mitzvah is so practical and it's our chiyas, and we put it, and every single mitzvah can be able to bring, to lead to the gula. It's our chiyas, it's our energy, and at the end of the day, to oynik Shabbos, so understand the mitzvahs of Shabbos, oynik Shabbos, and Be'ez Hashem, to never give up, Ein Shem Yeish Be'Olam Klal, Be'ez Hashem, Shkoy.